Oh boy, oh boy, a dog like that is certainly worth his salt.
Oh, yeah, good dogs. They were for around the farm, they were. They couldn't anything get into chicken houses or anything like that. They didn't know it.
Did you raise cattle?
Oh yeah, we raised cattle right along all the time. For a farm, we always had about 25, 30 head.
Cows?
About 10, 12 head milk cows.
Uh-huh.
The rest of young stuff we raised until they got big enough to, you know.
Uh-huh.
We never sold our cattle until they got about 2-year-olds because get more money for them than we had. Keep the heifers and until they was old enough to breed, and then if they turned out as good milk cows, why, we'd sell one of the older cows, keep the heifer. And they...
Did you have your own breeding stock?
Oh yeah. I had a big grown short-horn bull there. Used to have a lot of fun out of him. He was just as gentle as a dog. He weighed about, I guess about 1,800 pounds. He was a big one. And he didn't have any horns. Well, I used to go down through the lot to, down to the, where the hog pen was in order to feed the hogs. Well, I'd usually just take an ear of corn, don't you see, or a couple ears of corn. He'd come along, I'd give him one of the ears of corn. Well, he learned that, don't you see. And boy, listen, if you didn't happen to have any corn, he'd follow right square up or rubbing right up against you to try to get some corn. Well, you didn't have somebody that didn't know him.
I think he was after him for sure, huh?
Yeah.
How about oxen? Were they common?
No, there wasn't very many oxen.
What would you call two of those working together?
Yoke of oxen.
Yoke?
Yeah.
Any special word for motherless calf?
No.
Or a calf without a mother?
No, I don't.
Then he's lost a mother. If a cow is going to have a calf, what do you say she's going to do?
Be fresh.
Be fresh. Yeah. And I see we mentioned that. A bull and a cow, then a mare, and
We had mares, and then there's, of course, you've got geldings and stud horses.
Uh-huh.
The geldings is a stud that's been cut, you know.
Uh-huh. How about a horse that hasn't been broken yet? Any special word for him?
Some of them call it Bronx. It all depended on the type of horse it was. If it was a riding type horse or driving type horse, I would call them a bronc. But if they were draft horses, something like that, why, you'd call them a filly, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Young filly that hadn't been broke, don't you see?
And any special name for spotted pony?
No.
A little jackass.
Little jackass?
Uh-huh.
I like you, just a little jackass.
Just little jackasses, huh? What's the farthest you've ever gone on a horse in a day?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't know. I can say one thing. I drove a horse for 2 years. About the shortest distance that I drove during that time would be 32 miles of the drive. So my wife lived 8 miles in the country, and that was 8 miles out and 8 miles back to something.